WRMD Internet Radio. Welcome, you to The Creepy Basement Show, starring Rich Duncan, episode 278, The Creepy Basement's Creepy Office Christmas Party, the 2020 Christmas episode, starring, produced, performed, and written by Rich Duncan, with co-host Ernie Hill and Sid Zork. This content is offensive and explicit, and is neither work or child-friendly. The opinions expressed within are that of fictional characters. Therefore, the situations contained within this podcast are fictitious as well. Here is the star of the show, and America's favorite dip, Rich Duncan.
Ho, ho, ho. Santa's not the only one that loves hoes. Welcome to the Creepy Basement Show, episode 278. The Creepy Basement, Creepy Office Party episode. The Christmas episode of the Creepy Basement Show for 2020. I'm Rich Duncan. Say hello, Ernie Hill.
Hello.
Sid is here. Say hello, Sid.
What's up?
It's a Christmas party. Yep. Christmas only comes once a year.
Woohoo!
We're also joined by some special kids. Some homeless kids from downtown, but just keep saying Merry Christmas over and over and over again. I think they want presents.
Yeah, so do I.
Me too. I'm not getting nothing for Christmas. I mean, I got presents from some fans. Well, a fan. Someone shut the fucking kids up. Anyway, welcome to the show. It's Christmas once again. We're on the Creepy Basement Show. Ernie, as I mentioned on Halloween, how many Christmas shows do you think we've done now?
Oh my God.
I
don't remember.
There's some Christmas music, you know, there's here at the beginning, and then it just kind of fades away from Christmas because I don't want to listen to Christmas music the whole show. We'll give you some sweet Christmas songs here in the beginning of the show, but then after that, we're going to move on to other music because if I have to listen to Christmas music for an hour, I might as well just go, like, run a warm bath, light a candle, finish my Bacardi, drink that Fireball in the freezer I bought myself for Christmas, finish that bottle of wine, take a Trazodone or two, and slip my wrists. But since we're not going to listen to Christmas music for an hour...
Thank God.
Christmas is fucking depressing this year. Anyway, yeah, I've gotten way off track. Welcome to the Creepy Basement Show. I'm Rich Duncan. He's Ernie Hill. She's Sid Zork. This is episode 278, the Christmas episode. Tomorrow's Christmas Eve. Oh, the elves are working. The Dirty Dick Dancers are working. I only want one thing for Ernie. I mean, for Ernie, too. I want one thing for Christmas. I want a mistress for Christmas. Enjoy this Christmas song. We'll be right back. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Dirty Dick Dancers and Santa's Dirty Little Elves.
Easy go, easy go. Have a good time if lots of dough. Slipping up high, slipping down low. Love and believe I'm out of the show. Enough.
about you guys, but nothing says Christmas to me like AC/DC.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. Here's another fine Christmas song. Anyway, thanks for listening to the Creepy Basement Show. If you like the Creepy Basement Show, you should tell your friends about it and they can listen too. And you can contact the show by... I might have got one of my presents early from one of the Dirty Dick dancers. She ain't finished yet. I didn't know. But anyway, yeah. Thanks for listening. If you like the show, please tell a friend. Tell a lot of friends. Spread it like Corona. If you'd like to contact the show with compliments or complaints, you can call 1-630-943-5119 and leave a voicemail, or you can text that number, or you can email thecreepycrew@hotmail.com or thecreepybasementshow@outlook.com, I think. Yeah, Merry Christmas. Alright, so the last show we did was Halloween.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Somewhere near.
Kimmy was here then. Very briefly.
Okay.
Yeah, she was only here for like 4 days and she had to go. She was driving me crazy. I don't know how to explain it. She was just driving me nuts, dude. Like, I don't know. Everybody I know says I'm just too used to living by myself. And I think maybe I'm just too old. And I'm an asshole. But whatever. I don't care. Anyway, so, yeah, that was fun. Yeah, this guy I know that I met at, like, the liquor store and stuff and, like, hooked me up with, like, cards and shit. Like, brought his friend over and was telling me how he showed him my show and how he likes it. And his other friend does a show. And it's like, you can figure out a way for the show can make money. So we'll see if that really happens. I don't know. Oh, thank God for the Dirty Dick Dancers, though. I'm so lonely at Christmas this year, and it's cold in here, even with the heat up all the way. I'm done. All right. Shh. All right, so, what's going on with you, Ernie?
Nothing.
Nothing. What's going on with you, Sid?
I got fired today.
Yeah, I know. What about you, Ernie? Have you gotten fired?
Nope. Changed jobs, though. Same thing, different place.
You do that, though. So, Sid, what are you going to do? Just get another job?
Yeah, I'm going to catch the unemployment while I'm not working, but probably try and find somewhere else other than
that place.
Rock the Hill.
Right. Well... Yeah. Life's alright. I'm broke as fuck. People are tired of hearing me say I'm broke, though, so whatever. I'm gonna look for new shit coming up here at the beginning of the year, so... Whatever. What can you do? I'm gonna keep working on music. I'm gonna keep working on doing the show. Hey! I don't know. I was meaning to ask you guys. Do either of you know where I could sell a kidney?
Nope.
No, sorry.
I can't sell this ass. I can't do anything. I need money. I need money, 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 money.
You sure
money.
You don't want to put up that sign?
Oh. Walk-ins welcome. Ask for smash. This episode of Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by KY Jellies and Jams. Yes, peppermint Christmas flavored jams and jellies. You can't jelly your fist up someone's ass, but what can you do, Ernie?
Jam it.
Jam it. That's right. Damn it, rabbit, dingling, mountain it. Let's see. I'm not really feeling like doing the show. Let's see. I told you all that stuff. Talking about real life. Yeah, the kids were over. That's cool. Me and the Sids. Yeah, me and the Baby Killers. Sids and the Baby Killers. That'd be a cool name for a band. Yeah, kids were over. That was cool. We were talking about Kyle wants to start making music and stuff, which. It's kind of cool because I kind of know how to do a little bit. Which reminds me, check out The Inner Souls. They put up new songs. Satan Stole My Soul song. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Dirty Dick Dancers. Remember, they have little bastard children to get presents for. Oh, you like it, don't you? Oh, Sid, you could be a dirty dick dancer. Clean dick dancer.
No dick dancer.
Oh. Good help is so hard to find. Enjoy the Christmas song here on the Creepy Basement Show, and we'll be right back after I reconfigure my company configurations. It's Santa! Oh my god, I'm gonna come. Fuck my face, Santa. This episode of Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Smokable Christmas Trees. And Bacardi. Miller Brewing Company. Cigarettes. Jesus Christ. We're born on Christmas Day, or so they say, in a long, far galaxy far, far away. Oh, speaking of that, there is no sense of order to the show tonight. We're like way off topic. But thanks to Sid, I was able to watch all The Mandalorian. Oh man, it's fucking amazing. Or The Mandalorian, as I call it sometimes. Whatever. I don't judge you.
I'm not judging. It's just...
What?
You came up to me today, you said, I just finished all the episodes of The Mandalorian.
I was excited. Hit that. Ow, shit. Oh, technical difficulty. But anyway, I watched all of The Mandalorian, but I still think you should have played the mandolin. But it was good. I thought it was really good. And I started watching all the Star Wars movies in chronological order, and burned through up my phone's data for the month in like 3 days. Because, yeah, Disney, you can't change the settings. You can only watch it in Ultra HD, so... Thanks, Disney. Other than that, I watched some shit on Netflix. I watched Space Force. That was good. I'm not really a big fan of that 40-year-old virgin guy, Steve Cartel, or whatever his name is. But whatever, Space Force is pretty funny. And I watched a show called The Island, but not Island like Island, the I-Land. It was interesting. About three quarters of the way through it, I was like, I don't know what's going on anymore. And then kind of figured out it was just none of it made any sense because the story didn't make any sense because it wasn't possible. It was for a while and then it wasn't, but whatever. I am high as fuck. Merry Christmas. Let's sing again. Over again. Anyway, we are definitely having a Christmas party. And that's what's important, is being happy and chilling with your friends.
Ho, ho, ho.
Jesus Christ, Johnny, you scared me. Like, I have heart palpitations. I think I was molested by Santa once when I was a little kid. Why is that funny? If you guys wonder why I have post-traumatic stress syndrome. Jesus Christ. You guys wonder why the show is so shitty. This is the help I get. Alright, so let's talk about real life some more. Are you guys alright? So, real life. I don't want to have Sid get fired from two jobs in one day, so I hope this shit comes together. It sucks, baby girl. I'm sorry that happened. I mean, it basically happened to me too, you know. We've talked about that a lot, but
it's okay. Taco Bell is not,
you know, right? It's just a fucking
job. And look, one door closes, another one opens. Keep that in mind. Everything happens for a reason.
So. Now you have more time to hang out with me.
Yes, you're right. Pussy bitches. Word of the day.
Oh, I thought that's what we were going to call our gig.
Oh, yeah.
Me, you, and Ernie, we were going to be the pussy bitches.
No, because...
Oh. Are you sure? Don't do that to the microphone. Good God. People are going to think you have the corona. In real life, corona's still out there. Don't get the corona. I don't know what to warn you. More about not to get the corona. Don't bend over, Ernie will bone you. All I got in my fridge is some fucking bologna. Eminem's got a new album out. CD, whatever. It's pretty cool. I listen to some of it. It's Eminem. Paul McCartney's got a new album out. Me and Ernie tried to listen to it. It's... Paul's old. That's all I'll say. Dave Grohl, who's like my hero. You guys all know that anyway. There is some Foo Fighters music here. But this year... is a thing Dave did with this guy he knows, and he made like all these songs from Jewish artists for Hanukkah, and he did like 8 different ones, and they're pretty cool. Here's like 3 of them here in the show. And then we'll move on from that. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Go Fuck Yourself Sex Toy Company. No one fucks you like you do, no what, Ernie?
Yeah. How what?
Thanks. You can't even fuck yourself right.
Sorry.
Let's try again. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Go Fuck Yourself Sex Toy Company.
Yeah, that Paul McCartney. Yeah, I didn't care for it all that much. That's what you're talking about.
I didn't do that in editing this time either.
I thought that's what you're talking about. You're talking about Eminem that we're listening to. You just said Paul McCartney. I thought you said Paul McCartney.
And then I was talking about the Go Fuck Yourself Sex Toy Company.
No.
You started fantasizing about Paul McCartney.
No. So. A little delayed. It was more like it. Not fantasize.
Oh my God. Due to mental difficulties, we'll be right back. Oh shit. Oh, you guys. Have we recomposed our Would I like to try again? Probably shouldn't, but I'm gonna. Alright, so have we recomposed? every week. Three.
Focus.
Shh.
Focus.
Focus. I can do this. I can do this. Watch. I can do this, guys. Ready? Please enjoy this Christmas song from the Foo Fighters. Well, it's not a Christmas song, but I like it because that's what I do. I like things, and I tell you. Jesus Christ. I got a bad case of the gigglies there for a couple minutes. This show is not going to be very good. I can tell you that right now.
I think it's going to be hilarious.
I think I'm too buzzed to do the show. Anyway, enjoy this song that Dave Grohl did for Hanukkah. Jesus Christ. Best episodes ever, you guys. The elves are working hard, you'll hear them. They're trying to make toys. Toys. Let's actually try to pull something decent out of this little shit pile we made on the floor here with our over intoxication of ourselves. Ernie, what was your favorite childhood toy memory as a kid? Like the one Christmas. Shh. Some of the elves be quiet. That you remember the most, like you got the biggest toy or like the thing you wanted the most ever.
Oh God. I don't even remember. I don't. Probably had to do something with Star Wars, probably.
Yeah, I have a few.
More than likely.
One of them was my first stereo, but I think I was like 5 or 6. Yeah, it was just one of those cheap ones. Remember how Sears would sell like a little stereo that had like an AM radio and a record player in it and a little 2 speakers and a little plastic thing?
Yeah.
And I had one of those. The year I got my Big Trek, that was cool. Remember that Big Trek thing? You programmed it and the robot looking vehicle thing would drive.
Yeah.
That cool. That year was cool. The year I got the space tubes, the race car track, but they were tubes. And the little car like flew through it instead, and it glew in the dark. It was like a Tron type thing.
Yeah,
my nose is running. Christmas from Columbia.
I don't.
What about you, Sid? What was your favorite Christmas gift? I don't know. See, I've had a bunch of them like that. Now that I think about it, I don't know. I guess I had a good childhood and that way. People bought me shit. They didn't love me and they beat me and sexually molested me, but I got Christmas presents.
I don't know. I think, like, just my grandparents like to give out vacations for Christmas presents. I think that's probably the best thing, just the experiences.
Can I give you a Christmas present?
If it's...
All right, back to the show. So, Let's see. It's getting shitty out now. Here on the outskirts of Chicago.
Yep.
December 23rd. Yesterday was my brother's birthday. I don't know. I said something snotty on Facebook about not getting the next stimulus check either, and my daughter got short with me, so I hope me and her are still cool, because, like, she says her mom didn't get it, but the state says that she did, so I don't fucking know. I believe the state before I believe her mom. Other real life. I'm gonna die. Yeah, I just started gagging on my own fucking ideas there. News, coronavirus is still going on. Supposedly it's stronger now and can spread faster or something.
It's actually, shit. Yeah, mutated into something else now.
Ain't it a wonderful life? Jesus Christ. I wish I'd get it. I don't want to die. I'm tired of this bullshit. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Dick Duncan Institute of Mental Health and AA. Remember, if your life sucks, you can end it all in one shot. Or get my book, 101 Ways to Die Today by Dr. Dick, or call 1-800-DIE-FAST for help. I don't feel like killing myself right now. It's also brought to you by Special Cuts, which I haven't showed either one of you. It's also brought to you
thank
by...
Thank God.
Of all the things you fucks finally decide to be thankful for, it's brought to you by the Lots and Lots of Clots Abortion Clinic that wants to remind you, if Mary had gotten an abortion, I'd say the Latin one in Chats Pope, but we ain't talking about that Mary. We're talking about the Mother Mary. Now, if she had just made a stain on a manger floor somewhere, I don't think they had hangers back then, did they? Joe knows they did it, because you know he would have done it. He's like, it ain't even my baby, bitch. Like, what are you talking about, imaginary ghost godfather? Listen, Santa.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho. Yes, that's me. I am a ho. Santa's me.
Me too.
Don't you remember me from when I was a little kid? I was the one that sat on your lap, and I touched your peppermint. Alright. Here, you want to hear this song? Just a little bit. Because Dave's really cool for doing this. Dig it. Plus, I think it might be our new theme song, Sid.
Okay.
I think so, because of our nicknames. It fits us. Listen. Nips. All right, so sucking on my titties didn't do it for you. All right, whatever. I thought it was cool. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Tap That Ass Tap, which is now closed because no one's allowed to go to bars anymore. So that kind of sucks. It's brought to you by El Choco's Head Shop, Avila's Loans and Beatdowns, Dick's House and Whores, or Dick's House of Whores and Sluts. Slicks, Rick, Slicks, Sticks. Stick it where you wanna. This holiday season, slick up your man and slick it. Captain Creepy. Oh. Yeah. Captain Creepy wasn't out of jail for very long. He got out of jail for like 15 minutes and went right back in. I don't know. He got off the bus. All right, this is how stupid he is. He got off the prison bus, walked across the street, and flashed the prison bus driver. So,
okay.
Yeah, so maybe he'll be back for, since we only do the show on holidays now, the next show will be Easter, you guys. Episode 280 will be Easter. You can look forward to that. If the plague hasn't killed us all. Do you guys know where I could sell a kidney? If you have corona, call me up, 1-630-943-5119, because I want to get it. I'm tired of shit. I'll take a cold for a week and just pass away quietly in my sleep. I'm good with it. Yeah, because I'm tired of going to work all the time. All I do is go to work and pay bills and come home and be here by myself. It's not very much fun, so that's why the show's so important this episode. I got nothing to fucking talk about. And it's like, what are you gonna fucking do? Just keep going through it over and over and over and over and over and over again. But thank God it's baby Jesus' birthday, and we can all feel better and safe and happy about the whole world for at least one whole day. Right?
Oh yeah.
It being Jesus' birthday comforts my soul in a way that I don't even know. It's like right at, right? Oh, whatever. It's Christmas. Try not to get depressed.
Merry Christmas.
Right? If I make it to New Year's without slitting my own throat, I'll be very happy. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Dick Duncan Institute of Mental Health. Anyway, thanks for listening. I know this show sucked. We don't really have a lot to talk about. The musical artists on the show are vast and scattered around and just goofy. At the end of the show, there's some songs that were like the top songs I listened to this year. And hopefully 2021 will be better. Maybe we'll do a show for New Year's. I don't know. Sid's got a lot more free time now. So
a little bit.
Right? Especially at night. Because now you can get a job where you work in the day. Well, except for yeah. KY Jellies and Jams would like to remind you that elves like love too. Yeah, so I'm spent. Are you guys good with doing this? And we can be done. Do either of you have anything really funny or important to say?
Well, I'm good.
Me too. Me three. I'm Rich Duncan. This has been episode 278 of the Creepy Basement Show. But maybe we had too much of a Christmas party before the actual Christmas party. Christmas party. Office. Creepy Basement Show. Office Creepy. Christmas party. Episode 278. Christmas 2020. I'm Rich Duncan. See you later. Say goodnight, Ernie.
Happy Christmas. Merry New Year. Later, guys.
Say goodnight, Sid. Say goodnight.
Goodnight.
Alright, see you guys later. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the music at the end of the show or not. I don't know. The next one will be better.
We hope.
Lots of stress, a lot of manic energy. Peace. Bitch, you still on my dick or no? If I suck, your wife is a straw. I'm sick and I'm not gonna cover my mouth next time that I cough. They say these bars are like COVID. You get them right off the bat. Drink it with SARS and Corona. Like you took a bite off the bat. Then it goes from Martian to human. That's how the virus attacks. They come at me with machine guns. Like trying to fight off a gnat. Yeah. NBA got that dopey sense to me. It's like pneumonia symptoms contracting COVID instantly, which is what separates my flow from theirs, so that no one gets even close to this to pose a risk to me. So vocalistically, that's social distancing. Yeah. Flow going viral, you best stay strapped with that Lysol and get way back, get that Pine Sol and that Ajax, cause this dry cough is just like football umpires calling a playback. Bitch, back the fuck up like 15 yards, these rhymes call for a face mask. Another 14-day quarantine, they're cordoning off everything. This shit looking like a horror scene, like me metaphorically. Damn. Them stay-at-home orders seem like they just keep getting more extreme. Who knows when it's night Marilyn, like Monroe, Norma Jean. Still got that heroin, lyrical drip with that morphine and that Thorazine. Cause I'm so fucking dope, and you're a fiend. And that's the one thing that hasn't changed, for some semblance of normalcy. But I might need that hydrochloroquine, cause I got that. Yeah. The dark horse, I'm a nightmare. Mom fed me volume like air. Thought that's why they called it a high chair. Whoa. I got a contact like eyewear. Whoa, wait a minute, bitch, let me lie here. 2020 hindsight in my side mirror. Every year you drop the ball like Times Square. My hair trigger whenever I get an idea. Like, fuck. Now my name rings out like a sponge mop. My drip was a drop in the bucket. So that gunshot you just heard just now in that one spot just came from the 9 mil that I just got. That's big bucks and I got a full money clip and I'm loaded. I ain't even mean to go the fuck off. Totally inappropriate with an opiate, groping it while I'm holding it like a trophy. I'm hoping a little codeine will give me OD and whoa, everything is slow. I begin to floating. I know that I'm getting loaded. The pin exploded. Hiroshima with the flows of utopia with the dope. I'm an OG. I'm like the goat here to get your goat. Little bit of sodium. It's the salt when I'm at the podium. At your throat, holy camolium. In a zone with the shit I'm on. Get emodium in a commode because nobody's even close. Your petroleum to plutonium. You're a phony. I'm at the crib, but your hoe got her at the pole like voting. With no clothing, stripped down to a toe ring. And here we go with the gloating. I got my nose in the air like a Boeing. Then I got into a little bit of an argument with her, so I took a little lick of a galana. Then I hit it with a motherfucking ottoman and bitter. Then I shot her in a liver, delivered it to the bottom of the river. But I'm
probably gonna jump in the water with it with a water money, cause I got a lot of it. And when it come to dripping, I be sopping like 100 mile an hour, never running out of either one of them. I gotta get it, cause these bars are like COVID. You get them right off the bat. Infected with SARS and Corona. Like you took a bite off of that. And it goes from Martian to human. That's how the virus attacks. They come at me with machine guns. It's like trying to fight off a gnat. Before I check the mic, I give it an extra swipe with a Lysol disinfectant wipe. Coronavirus in effect tonight. Antiseptics on deck, I got every type. I throw on my tux, then I give zero fucks, then I act like a jockstrap. Cut my nuts, then I check my ball hair. Make sure it's all there, they call the pallbearer. It's music to be murdered by, again, why stop? Overkill like a pipe bomb in your pine box. You're all hits to my cock. Went from punching the time clock to getting my shot, then treated it like a cyclops. Like it's the only one I got, and my thoughts are like nines cocked. Every line's obscene, perverted, it's mine got the dirtiest rhyme stock. That's why there's parental advising every time I drop my. So throwing the theme to Alfred, I'll channel him like the Panama Canal. But how could I get up in arms about you saying trash is all that I put out? Bitch, I still get the bag when I'm putting garbage out. Plus the potty mouth, I'm not about to wash it out. The filthiest, so all this talk about I'm washed up, how preposterous. Because if cleanliness is next to godliness, it's obvious that it's impossible for me to be beside myself. And I'm about that capital like a proper noun. Still on top the pile, got me sitting on numbers like a pocket dial. Quick to call you out on your bullshit, don't make me give that crocodile. Cause if I do it, see you later, alligator. Made it out the trailer, then I made a vow to cater to no one. So hate, I've gained about the same amount that's in my bank account. So here's some more shit for you to complain about. I say the bars that never slack, but always get attacked. I think they're gunning for me, it's starting to feel like that. Like I'm marked, cause when I rap, it's like falling on my back in a tar pit. Cause I have this target on my back. But if I ever double-crossed my fans and lost my stands, I'd probably pop five Zans. Go in my garage, start my band, inhale as much carbon monoxide and exhaust I can, and doze off like. But odds like that, with these thoughts I have, it's like a giant getting squashed by ants. If this is the test, the time I pass with flying colors, like I just tossed my crayons. Small, medium, and large-sized cans, sanitizers of all types, brands, cost nine bands, which is a small price for Lysol wipes. And if my palms brush across my pants, I wash my hands. Shit. Hold on, man. Motherfucker. Happy birthday to... Fuck. Shh, quiet. I sit in silence in candlelit environments, sipping wild Irish while getting violent. Homicidal visions when I'm spitting like this, but really I'm just fulfilling my wish of killing rhymes, which is really childish and silly, but I'm really like this. I'm giving nightmares to Billie Eilish. I'm Diddy's side bitch. What the fuck? Hold on, wait. I'm Diddy's side bitch. Oh. I'm still East Side, bitch. So till the END, since EPMD, been giving y'all the business. DRE and me, from the MMLP to MTBNB. Bitch, it's 2020, you still ain't seeing me. So call me Santa Claus, cause at the present, I out rap them off. I'm at the mall, got your bitch in a bathroom stall. She can suck a basketball, through a plastic straw, with a fractured jaw. My dick is coke check, she wanna jack it off. I'm so far past the bar, I should practice law. Mentally, I'm fucked up, generally. Duke's a hazard car, get the cadaver dogs. Cause this is murder, and you get murk. This music about to kill you. This chicken hit my phone, she said, chirp. I said, hut, hike your skirt. Then go eat some worms, like the early bird. What the fuck is love? That's a dirty word. Make me fall in it, it's not a girl on Earth, or any other planet. That's a world of hurt, and I won't buy a designer. Cause I don't pander, but I'm back with so many knots. I need a chiropractor, and it's the final chapter. Cause I'm either frying after, or they gon' give me the needle like a vinyl scratcher. Yeah, I'm a card, like Hallmark at Walmart with a small cart buying wall art. And y'all who claim to be dogs aren't. No bite, like a tree, mostly just all bark, bark, bark. But y'all picking the wrong tree, they call me Dog B. Cause I'm barking, bark, bark, bark. And I got a lot, like where cars park. I describe it as bowling. Why? Ball hard. Ball's hard. Cause the gutter's where my mind isn't winning. It's in this frame, but a split like the 5 and the 10. Cause without a second to spare, I'm striking again. And when the beat is up my alley, I go right for the pins. The cipher begins. I'm talking smack like heroin. The mic's a syringe. It's like a binge. Vicodin, I would liken to tin. My mind is a recycling bin. There's no place I never been, but I never budge and I never been. You hyperextend on me, this game's life, it depends. Like adult diapers for men. Even when I'm rapping less stellar, it's sour grapes, I still whine. I'm the bestseller, like a tray do spray you as these shots penetrate through Dre's boots and go straight through your grapefruit, no escape route. So you won't leave here just scathed with a few scrape wounds. Your ass is grass and I am not gonna graze you. But if bars were semi-max, I'd be the Mad Hatter. Cause I got so many caps and you don't have any straps.
so you be fitted. Yeah. So don't act like you fit in the snap. Bitch, I pee on your head like a Phillies hat. No stopping me, you're on a window shopping spree. Bitch, you'd probably go broke at the Dollar Tree. You never buy shit, or you ever cop a plea. You're always punking out like Halloween. You'd rather opt to flee. You need to stop it, punk, homie, you're not a G. Act like you got the pump, you're gonna cop the heat. Or get the Glock and dump. Bitch, if you shot a tree, you wouldn't pop the trunk. Yeah. And I'm buddies with Alfred, we about to disembowel them, gut them and scalp them. Yeah, this is about to be the bloodiest outcome, cause we gon' make you bleed with every cut from this album. So I'm chopping them up like Dom with the nut, job with the nuts, it'll bigger than Jabba the Hutt. I'm in the cut and I'm out for the blood, it's looking like it's that time of the month. Carving them up with the bars while I sharpen them up, dogging them up. I'm gonna fuck your mom in the butt with the thermometer, fucking phenomenal. But y'all look, you cut the fuck up like abdominals, if you don't vomit, no sock, keep dropping like dominoes. The formidable, no vomitable, stomping them, unholding my comp, even if it's off the top of the dome. Sound them, get the copper tone, them at the stop and go, copping the mop and glow. Got your stomach and knots like you swallow rope, you out of pocket though, like a motherfucking wallet stole. Wait, why the beat cut off?
Soon we got pretty mansions in the Hollywood Hills, and the chicks on Instagram, they earn more than I ever will. Movie stars and supermodels all getting rich, cause they should throw in the towel, but I know I'll never quit, cause my time is coming around. Don't know when, and I don't know how. I guess I'm working it out. So if you're there, don't quit on me now. Okay, I keep working whenever I can. Down, cause I got a plan. How you gonna pay the bills of that cash in your hand? What? Hey, that's what we all work hard for, the man, right? Now why I'm saying I got it figured out, I'll still be playing if all the shit goes out. But the point that I'm busy making is that I'm getting out, cause I don't be in the know one that no one knows about. Working it out. So if you're there, don't quit on me.
Perfect, he looks good. sky to hang the stars upon tonight. I'm a little divided. Do I stay or run away? Leave it all behind. It's times like these you learn to live again. It's times like these you give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time, time again.
Learn to love again. It's times like